In November's general election, voters in Santa Rosa are being asked to decide something labeled Measure Q.
The measure states that the city will either remain with a generally elected city council or be divided into seven districts so that there's representation by district on the city council.
Susan Shaw is director of the North Bay Organizing Project, a grassroots community organization that advocates for social change. She says moving to district elections in Santa Rosa would make council members more accessible and accountable to their neighbors and constituents.
It will create closer relationships between council members and the people in the city. Currently, the council members all come from the northeast quadrant of the city, and in the last 30 years, only five of them have come from other parts of the city. So if there's a district election, it will give the opportunity for people to know their council member better. And we also think that the accountability will be to the district rather than to an overarching platform around an interest.
The idea is on the ballot this fall because the city's Charter Review Committee agreed, somewhat reluctantly, to give voters the opportunity to decide the issue. But the change is firmly opposed by much of Santa Rosa's past civic leadership, including former council member and mayor Jane Bender.
Voters are giving up their right to vote for all seven members of the city council. If all of them were elected from districts, the voter would only have one vote every 4 years and not seven.
In addition to decreased representation for individual neighborhoods, Bender also warns of possible disadvantageous deal-making between the representatives of different districts. She also sees calls for greater diversity on the council as unnecessary.
In the distant past, yeah, we did not have good diversity. But in the past 12 years, we've had two residents from the West Side. We've had an African American, a Latino, and a gay. I think the voters have done a good job, and they have embraced diversity in the city over the last 12 years. And we have a lot of women.
But that does not add up to geographic diversity, responds Shaw. She says underrepresented areas remain underserved by the city.
In southwest Santa Rosa and the west side of Santa Rosa, there's large discrepancies between access to libraries, the city's engagement around the problems that they face in their parks and streets and potholes. There's a huge disparity in the city that doesn't really get addressed by the current city council configuration.
Shaw says district elections would give residents closer ties to their council member, much as county residents relate to their district supervisor. Bender counters that unhappy residents already have a remedy available.
People maybe work in one area of the city and go home to another area of the city, but it's one community. We have the same needs throughout our community. If council members are not addressing those needs, vote them out of office.
If Measure Q is approved, citywide, each of the seven districts would include around 23,000 residents. The actual district lines would be drawn by the county registrar of voters, subject to confirmation by the sitting city council. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.